Which political parties are you getting to kiss? So, Siyasha Tiza, right? You know, if I'm being honest, there was a time when I thought the DA and the EFF could marry, right? And probably have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. And they would have the longest lasting marriage. And that was when Julius Malema was all about, yeah, you must vote for. And then there was the DA's. Remember Musi Maimane versus Julius Malema? Musi with his accent and Julius with his accent. I felt like they could have been an easily well-blended family. They really could have held it down. But unfortunately, maybe not. But you're letting us know which political parties could have a long-lasting marriage, in your opinion, right? So you're pairing them together and sharing on at Rise FM. 943. Let's see. Some are so unlikely. Some will never happen. Khoza promise. No, don't uti another DA and the EFF. See? DA and EFF. Now. Nonkululeko Mashiru or the EFF and the ANC. Yeah. I hear you. That last treasure says the EFF and MK. Now it's EFF and MK. Yes, no. Mafuta Mkovu, as a church, says the EFF and the ANC. Really? Do you really believe that? Lucky P. Matonzi says Democrats and Congolos. See, that's who should get married and tie the knot. E.M. Tope reckons the ANC and the DA should get married. D-Man, D-Zulu, ANC and the MK because they know each other. How well do they know each other, D-Man? What are you trying to say? Keep this coming on WhatsApp, 072-885-7702. Send those voice notes, man. They could never be used against you, trust me. Trust me when I tell you that. The Gifter with Imali on Rise FM.